be like the Shepherd of God. And pin on a badge. And become DC's first Puerto Rican policeman. Well, there he is. Driving down the street. He's got the window open. He's got his hat on backwards yelling, "Hey, mamacita! Mira, mamacita! Mira lo que yo tengo para ti! Ay, rico! Mira, negra, venga! I will rub my fungo all over you and lick it all!" But suddenly, a driver goes through a red light. So he's momentarily distracted from his officer-friendly program and pulls the traffic violator over. He walks up to the window and says, "Okay, pendejo, get out of the car right now. Let me tell you something, gringo. You went through a red light." You look at him and say, "Well, geez, what are you calling me gringo for? I mean, after all, we are here at the, D.C. He looks at you and says, "Let me tell you something. A gringo is a gringo. Whether the gringo is in San Juan or Mexico City, a gringo is something you will always be. I don't care if you're in Bayonne, New Jersey, or you're in Acapulco. You are a gringo. Is that clear?"
"Well, yes, sir. You're certainly the most unusual police officer I've ever dealt with. Let me see your badge."
He says, "Badges? We don't need no blinking badges. You have violated the law. On top of that, you have a car that does not pass inspection."
"But wait a minute, the car, I just passed inspection. I mean, the brakes work, the lights flash."
He says, "Yes, but do you have a musical horn? When you blow the horn, can you play La Cucaracha?"
"Yeah, well, no, it doesn't."
"Okay, that's one citation there. You have no dingle balls in the back window."
"I beg your pardon, dingle balls?"
"Yes, little dingle balls that hang in the back window. You have no puppy with a head that goes up and down. You have nothing. I write you 5 tickets, you gringo pig."
He said, "But wait a minute, 5 tickets, I can't afford that many points on my day."
He says, "Okay, well, maybe if you let me fondle your woman's bosom, I turn you loose, huh?"
You say, "My God, I can't take the points, honey, do you mind?" But sure enough, there he is. He says,
"Oh, that's nice. Okay, gringo, you can go."
As he throws the brassiere in your wife's face, points to her pendulous chest and says, "Hook 'em!"